Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny at the dark end of the road that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, from somewhere up above, they come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up and strangest places to grace us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
And welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio for a brand new week here. And we are glad that you are joining us. Got a great shows lined up for you here on Sunday. Yes, I did say shows. Wasn't the missaying. We have 3 hours coming your way, 3 straight hours. So stay with us here on Journey into the Light. Feel free to call in any of the shows, and we'll be glad to take your call. Plus, we have a brand new guest joining us tonight for our late show, our last show at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 Central, 6 Pacific Time. Psychic medium. She's a what you would call an automatic writer, gets the message from Spirit, writes it down, and gives it to you directly. That starts tonight, an hour-long program with a brand new guest. Two Journey in Light will be here for the next year, so looking forward to that very much as well. Oceana next hour, then Bonnie. But this hour, we're joined with Christina Ray, our angel messenger, psychic medium, and just a really beautiful soul. And it's always a pleasure to have Christina on the show, just a beautiful energy. You will know what I mean when she comes on here in just a second. She'll also be taking your phone calls for angel readings, messages. Just call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Lastly, but not leastly, two last things. The chat room is open. It'll be open all night, so hop on in there. Say hello. Love to chat with you in there, and there'll be other people in there as well. Just click on the show, and then right below the audio, the chat room will pop up. And also, don't forget about our homeless mission, Help Those Less Fortunate Than Ourselves. The link is on the show page. The GoFundMe link is right there. We need your help today more than ever. And the link is there. I might have a little more to say on that as we continue. Anybody who makes a donation to help those, many just have a shopping cart as a home. And I'm not exaggerating one bit. And so anybody who helps and gives a helping hand here on tonight's show, I'll bring you up as one of our first callers as our thank you to you for supporting those. Okay, so let's go to our phone lines then, and let's bring in our guest, Christina Ray, to the show. Welcome back.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Just loving this beautiful springtime. Definitely loving all the flowers blooming. And it's just a beautiful – I live in Florida, so it's just a really beautiful time of the year here. Mm-hmm. How about you, where you're at?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I'm in Oklahoma. We've gotten just a lot of rain lately. But the nice thing about it is everything is green. And we don't always get that because our summers are very hot here. So by July and August, things are burnt off pretty bad. But right now, it's really plush and green. And, you know, you can see Earth is alive. So that's really nice.
Yeah, and happy Earth Day. I know yesterday was Earth Day, and social media was just lighting up all over the place with the most beautiful pictures. So I just wanted to definitely acknowledge and validate that and say happy Earth Day to everybody. And, Michael, I decided for tonight for our show, I wanted to share with our listeners some protection and clearing techniques that I've learned over the past 30 years in doing my work, because I've noticed with my spiritual counseling practice, it's the number one question that I get all the time from my clients is, you know, if I'm going to be working with spirit, what's the best way for me to protect myself? And what's the best, you know, clearing techniques that I can do? So I wanted to share that with our listeners. And, you know, anybody that's listened to my previous shows or anybody that has ever worked with the angelic realm, you know that Archangel Michael is the angel of protection. So I always encourage my clients. I personally don't get out of bed in the morning without calling him in. And the wonderful thing about when you call in Archangel Michael, he comes in with a whole army of angels. And I set a very specific intention when I call him in. And I ask that I be protected today and every day, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. So right there, you've set the intention to be protected by the most powerful archangel that there is in all five of those areas of your life. I also like to picture a beautiful white light pouring down on me like a waterfall, and I say that I call in the white light of the Holy Spirit for protection today. And when you do that, and it's like you go about your day and you really do feel like you're in a protective bubble. And of course, if anything happens throughout the day and you feel like you need to, you know, check in again with your angels and call in even more protection, you can. But I have found just by doing those two techniques first thing in the morning, it gives you a stronger sense of balance. You feel more balanced throughout the day. You're definitely protected. And anybody that, you know, has worked with Archangel Michael knows that he's the type of archangel, when you call him in, he comes immediately. It's not like you call him in and then you wait a few minutes. I mean, if you call him in, he's like there. So I love giving people that as a way to start their day. And then another thing that I have found that's really, really wonderful, especially for purified environments, is sage. And I even have started using the liquid sage. I love the smell of burning sage, but it's not always realistic, especially if you work in an office. They don't necessarily want you coming in there every day and, you know, filling up your whole office space with smoke. So I've started using liquid sage, and it really is one of the best ways to purify your environment. What I do when I use it is I always point it up to the sky, and I say I give thanks to Father Sky, and then I point it down at the earth and I spray it. I say I give thanks to Mother Earth, and then I say I purify this room in light and in love and in the name of the I Am Presence. And then I call in all the angels of love, light, and protection to fill this room up. And as soon as you do that, you'll immediately feel the energy clear in the room. Another thing I found that is amazing for your home, your office, wherever you're going to be spending a lot of time, is to bring a plant in. You know, there's something about having something that is alive like that, and it absorbs the energy, and it immediately, it immediately lightens up and calms down the energy in whatever room it's in. And there really are, we're so blessed now, because there really are a lot of plants out there that don't require, you know, a lot of sunlight. They even have those little bulbs now that you could get that water the plant for you, so you don't even have to think about it. So, you know, they've made it really easy for us. Thank goodness for those of you out there that aren't really green thumbs. They've made it really easy to be able to keep plants in your home or office. So that's a wonderful protection technique that I love to share with my clients. And then another thing that's really wonderful for purifying your energy at the end of the day, especially if you've had like a really, really stressful day, is to take a sea salt bath. And, you know, you can get sea salt now at any grocery store, all your health food stores have it. And taking a sea salt bath is like the next best thing to go into the ocean. Of course, the best thing is to go to the ocean, but when you can't always get there, taking a sea salt bath is wonderful to clear away the stress and the negativity of the day. And then every night before I go to sleep, I call in Archangel Michael, and you can hold your right hand like right in front of you, and you say, Archangel Michael, I call upon you now, and I ask that you cut any and all cords with. And you can either say a person's name out loud if you've had any kind of a stressful or negative encounter with somebody, or you can simply say, I ask that you cut any and all cords with anybody who could be holding me back in any way for my highest good. And then you bring your hand very swiftly down in front of you, like you're coming down in front of all your chakras. And then you bring your hands, both of your hands back up by your sides, and you say, and I ask to be sealed and healed in love. Love is the highest vibration in the universe. So after you have Archangel Michael cut those cords, you're asking to be sealed up in love. And again, you know, a lot of people, especially if you're very sensitive and you're an empath, you can go into the grocery store to buy a gallon of milk and somebody can put an energy cord in you. So when you cut your cords, then you know that you've taken care of anybody that has sent you any kind of a negative thought, any kind of negative residue that could be in your energy field from the day or even from the whole week. If you call on Archangel Michael to cut those cords, then you'll be completely free of that when you go to sleep. And a lot of times when you are asleep and you're in the dream time, it's, you know, it's a wonderful time. A lot of us do a lot of very powerful work when we're in the dream time, but it's also a time when we can be vulnerable. And if you're ever in the dream time and you have a spirit that approaches you, even if that spirit is very beautiful, no matter what they look like, all you have to do, if you get any kind of a strange feeling, you're not sure if it's a positive spirit or a negative spirit, all you have to do is look at that spirit and say, are you of the Christ? And if they answer back to you, yes, then you're fine. But if they don't say anything or if they say no, then you ask that spirit to leave immediately. And whoever you feel close to, whether it's Jesus, you know, Buddha, Kuan Yin, whoever you feel close to, you can say, in the name of Jesus, you have to leave now. And they have to leave, and they will leave. That works every time. And I have a lot of clients that were really struggling with, you know, feeling like they were having, you know, psychic attacks in the middle of the night or having nightmares. And as soon as they started doing that technique, it completely took care of it. So I love to share that as well. And then another thing that is amazing for protection and for clearing energy is music. You know, putting on high vibrational music is one of the quickest and most powerful ways to clear out anything negative around your energy field or even in the whole room or your whole office. And, you know, the best kind of music to do that is classical music is really good. You know, new age music, anything that is piano, harp, anything like that that's very, very high vibrational, it's going to immediately clear the negative energy out. And it'll bring a peace, again, it'll bring a peace and a balance to the room. So that's one of the ones I love to share. There's a lot of really wonderful crystals out there that are good for protection. Some of my favorite are black obsidian is really good. Amethyst is good for protection. But I think probably my personal favorite for protection is green adventurine. And, you know, you have to remember with crystals are alive. So they're from Mother Earth. And they're like transmitters. So when you program them with all of your positive energy and you specifically ask the crystal to call in the highest form of protection for you, that's exactly what it's going to do. And you can keep, you know, your protection crystals, you can keep them on your nightstand right beside your bed. You can keep them at certain places in your house. The one thing, though, to remember about crystals is that they do love sunshine. So at some point, you know, whether it's once a week, a couple times a week, if they're not in the sun, just put them in your windowsill or even put them outside for a little while because they love being in the sun. Salt rock lamps are wonderful. They give off the perfect, you know, balance of the positive and the negative ions, and they've become very, very easy to find. I know, you know, here in Florida, we can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond. You can get them online. They're very reasonable. A wonderful way to bring balance and protection into any room in your house. I personally have one in my living room and in my bedroom, and I know that my clients, have started using them a lot, and they said they immediately have noticed a difference. And a lot of my clients have even shared with me that they're sleeping better. So that's like a win-win-win. You know, something that a lot of my clients and even I have done that has really been powerful, and it brings in a lot of protection, is putting an actual picture of either Archangel Michael, or, you know, if there's another archangel that you feel really close to, you know, it could be one of the ascended masters that you feel close to. It could be Jesus, you know, again, Buddha, whoever you feel close to, putting a picture where you can see them, or where you may feel that there's maybe some, you know, negative energy, or maybe like if you're living in a house and you feel like the former owners may have left some residue there, just putting a picture of the archangel, so that when you're, you know, walking in and, you know, you walk in your house and you're looking at Archangel Michael, it really does bring a sense of protection, a sense of calmness, and it really, again, it clears out the room. So those are, you know, those are just some of the techniques that I've used over the years and my clients have used. And I get a lot of positive feedback from people that they work immediately. I always tell my clients, you know, we're so incredibly blessed because God sends us here to this earth school with all of the spiritual tools that we need to do our work and to be on this path, but we just have to remember to use them. And thank goodness they're simple. You know, the majority of our spiritual tools are free. So thank goodness that we have all of these that we have access to, but we just have to remember to use them. And I, you know, I hope anybody listening, if you've been struggling in this area, I hope this has helped you tonight. And if you ever have any other questions about using protection and clearing techniques, don't ever, you know, hesitate to call me or email me. My phone number is 407-977-1620. That is a landline. It's a business line, so I'm not able to receive text on that line. But, you know, definitely call, and if I don't answer, leave a message. My email is christinarising@aol.com. And you can visit my website at yourangelrays.com. And I'd love it if you followed me on Facebook. If you go to my website and click on the Facebook link, it'll immediately take you to my Angel Rays Facebook page. And if you send me a request or you like it, then you'll automatically be able to start following me. Or you could just go to Angel Rays CFL. And I'm Christina Ray, and I would absolutely love to do some angel readings now. If there's anybody out there that is calling in, Michael, if you want to go ahead and put them on, I'd love to do some readings now.
Okay, great. And I just want to say thank you for giving us all that great, very enlightening, useful information, because I definitely agree with you as far as protection is really needed. And I'll share one brief story with the listeners. And I wouldn't suggest anybody using a Ouija board, but years before I did this show, so we're looking back probably, we're looking about maybe 12, 15 years ago, okay? And I was very much into the paranormal and things like that. And I didn't go and seek a Ouija board. Someone that I had known on Facebook that was overseas sent me one, even though I didn't ask for it. And I didn't use it until one night, and I tried to use it twice. Now, there's no horrific story coming, but this is what happened. But before I tried to use it, I protected myself. I circled myself in white light. I had a blessed cross on, crucifix on. I used holy water. I asked for only spirits in white light to come forward. Okay, so I was really protected. I mean, double, triple protected. So needless to say, even though I used this board in a thunderstorm at night, nothing happened, okay? So nothing happened, and I know the reason nothing happened was because I was protected, for
right.
sure. So that is where protection I totally believe in. So I just wanted to share that story. I know people hear that. They're thinking, oh, man, did your house bust in two or something? No.
Well, thank goodness you called in your protection, because Ouija boards are really bad news. I mean, you don't ever want to bring that into your house. So thank God you called in your protection.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I tried it one time, the same protection on a normal night, nothing happened. Then one night there was a really strong, you know, lightning storm. I thought, okay, if it's ever going to do anything, it's going to be now. I've seen enough horror movies in my life since I was a little kid. So anyway, all righty. Well,
Thank you for sharing that.
I know you enjoyed that. Let's go to our first caller here for Christina Ray here on Journey into Light. Area code 617, welcome to the program. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
She might be on the other phone. Okay, let's go to our next call. Area code 610, you're on the air. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Hello, this is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Do you mind if I ask when your birthday is, just the month and the day?
Yeah, February 15th.
Okay, great. You're an Aquarius. All right, so tonight I'm going to be answering one question for everybody that calls in. So if there's any question that you have in your heart, any concern, anything you're working on, how can I call in some angelic support for you tonight?
Yeah, I do have one question, and I appreciate you taking the time to answer my question.
Okay.
And my question is concerning career employment. I do have a job right now, but it's no growth for me there, no matter how hard I try. So also the commute is very hard on me, and, you know, it's just it's not working out for me. So I am started looking for another position, and I'm hoping to find a better job, better pay, and maybe something closer. And I wanted to see, you know, what you were picking up for me.
Well, where are you working at right now? What type of industry are you in?
I mean, I'm in a technology field, like I'm a technical support engineer, so anything related to that, you know. So
Well, that gives you a lot of, you know, that certainly gives you a lot of options, but is that something that you feel real passionate about? I mean, is that something that you want to keep doing, or is there something else stirring in your heart that you're feeling very drawn to?
I mean, I went to school for it long years, and I, you know, invested a lot of money. For me to start over a new career, you know, at my age, it's going to be honestly difficult.
Yeah, I don't see you starting over, but I'm feeling like there's other areas that you can incorporate your technical background in, but it's things that you feel more interested in, because your angels are telling me that you're very bored with what you're doing right now. It feels very stagnant to you.
Well,
so
it's not only that; it's the company itself. You know, the company.
Yeah.
They're not 100% honest, and they're making a lot of things difficult. No matter, I could be working 24 hours a day, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Well, I keep picking up on a lot of energy around you doing technical support for a company that does, like, training programs. You know, training programs that help people in a lot of different areas. Like, you know, it helps people with their employment. It feels like it has a real human resources feeling around it. But they do, like, actual training productions and training videos and things like that. And I see you doing technical support for that. I'm also feeling, like, a lot of energy around June, which, you know, it's really, like, right around the corner, because it's almost the end of April. So are you working with an employment recruiter right now? or are you just kind of looking on your own and keeping your eyes and ears open?
No, I have my different sources that I've been looking.
Okay.
You know, I really don't have, I mean, the recruiters, all they're going to say is send me, like, upload your resume to my site, you know, like, I don't have, like a recruiter I can work with one-on-one, so.
Okay, because I keep hearing that it's going to be somebody that's in the industry, like in the employment, human resource industry, that they're going to see your resume and that they're going to be able to, like, get you the interview. Like, I see the interview coming from another source than just you being online looking yourself. Okay.
Oh, so it's not going to be something I'm going to see and apply? That's not how I'm going to get the job?
Well, you're going to hear about it, like, through another person. They're going to say, oh, I saw this. You need to send your resume here. Let's see if we could get you an interview here. Yeah, I see it coming from a lead. The angels are saying you're going to get a lead. You're going to have,
okay,
and that's
no.
why I was asking if you were working with an employment recruiter.
No, but I could certainly look. When you okay, so I
yeah.
thought maybe it would be like a friend, but if it's a recruiter, I guess I can look for recruiters, you know, so.
Yeah, it's somebody in the industry is what I'm hearing, and there's a lot of energy around June. So that's right around the corner. Now, I want you every day, I want you to start invoking Archangel Shamuel. He spells his name Chamuel, Archangel Shamuel, because he helps us to find things. And you can tell him specifically to help you find a career where you can reach your highest potential and express your greatest gifts that you have to bring to the world.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All righty, we are back here as in the screening rooms here. So let's take our next call here. Let's go to Amy in Wisconsin.
Hello.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Good, good. Amy, could I have your birthday, just the month and the day?
It's 5/1.
Okay, May 1st. You're a Taurus. Wonderful. So what question or concern do you have in your heart today that I could call in some angelic support?
Well, I've been having some, you know, difficult issues with family members and just feel like totally out of touch with them and wondering if the angels have any kind of constructive help for me in that area.
Okay. Are these family members that live very close to you?
Relatively close.
Okay. All right. Well, I want you to know that Archangel Gabriel is the angel that helps with all forms of communication. And she helps us to be able to speak our truth with love, but yet still be able to speak our truth. She also will help you when you have to set healthy boundaries. Because I feel like, you know that saying that people will treat you the way you allow them to? I feel like some of your relatives are crossing some boundaries with you. And I feel like if you could set some real healthy boundaries with them, and, you know, you can still wish them well. You can still, you know, send them love and light. But you need to let them know that there's a healthier and a better way for you all to be able to communicate.
Yeah, our communication right now is, you know, is at an impasse. I speak with, you know, my mother, but I just feel like some of my sisters, they, you know, feel like they can mistreat me. And
right.
So I'm just have not been, you know, in touch with them and just feel like it's difficult to have a relationship with them because, you know, they feel they're more important or their agenda is more important than, you know, being kind and considerate and thoughtful, I guess.
And just remember, you know, whenever you're speaking your truth to somebody and whenever you're setting a boundary, you know, just let them know, when you say this, this, and this, I feel, you know, misunderstood, or I feel that you are not, you know, listening, or you don't understand that what I'm sharing with you is important to me. As long as you're taking ownership and you're explaining to them how you feel, you know, you're going to be speaking your truth. And even if they don't initially let you know, deep down they're going to respect you for it. Now, if you were to, you know, of course, if you were to call them up and say, well, you did this, or you did that, or you should have said this, then they're immediately going to get defensive, and they're going to either, you know, lash back out or shut down. And you're right, there's going to be like an impasse and no communication. But when you look at somebody and you just honestly say, you know, in a very calm voice, you know, you're my sister and I want to have a healthy, positive relationship with you, but when you do this, this, and this, I feel, you know, misunderstood, not valued, and you just explain to them how you feel and you take ownership for it, you're speaking your truth. And that in itself sets a boundary with them. And then after you share with them, you know, certain things that they may say or do and how it makes you feel, and you ask them to please stop, if they can't respect that, then that tells you right there that you may have to have more of a healthy distance relationship with them. You can still love them and send them light and want the best for them, but you need to let them know that you're not going to let them, you know, walk all over you or not respect you.
And, you know, I feel as though I've tried to communicate that to them, but
good. That's all any of us can do is speak our truth. We speak our truth, and as long as we're doing it with love and we're saying how we feel from our heart and we're not letting people walk all over us, that's the best that you could possibly do. And
well, do you see us perhaps getting together again in the future? At this point in time right now, I'm just keeping my distance, and I'm not sure whether I want to, you know, get together with them in the near future.
I see a probability. Do you all have a special family function coming up over the summer? Because I see the family coming together, and everybody has on, like, you know, clothes that you wear in the summertime. Do you have something coming up that you're supposed to all get together?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Because it almost looks like what you would wear to, like, a barbecue, like maybe like a July 4th or something like that. It has that kind of a feel to it. And I feel like there is going to be an opportunity this summer for all the family to come together. And I would encourage you to go with an open mind and an open heart, but just also know that if you have to, you're going to be willing to set a healthy boundary and speak your truth with love. And I'm telling you, if you call in Archangel Gabriel, she'll help you to do it.
Okay, definitely. Okay.
All right, good luck. I know, aren't they wonderful?
Yeah.
That's what they're there for. They want us to call on them, that's for sure. Well, good
all
luck.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, thanks for your call, Amy. We appreciate it. And before we go to our next call, Christina, can you tell the folks how best people can reach you for private sessions?
Sure. I'm always available to do private angel communication sessions. I offer half-hour and full-hour sessions, and you can reach me at 407-977-1620. That is a business landline, so I'm not able to get text on that. My email is Christina, and it is with a C-H, so it's christinarising@aol.com, and my website is yourangelrays.com. com, and I'd love it if you followed me on Facebook. And you can get to my Facebook through my website or go to Angel Rays CFL.
Okay, very good. And we have all the links here on the show page, folks. So check that out. And let's go next here to California, and let's bring in Teresa to the show.
Hi, Christina. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Teresa.
How are you?
I'm great. Hey, can I ask when your birthday is? Just the month and the day?
It's February 1st.
Okay. Oh, all these Aquariuses are calling in tonight. I love it.
So I have a question regarding a new job that I've taken. I've been there about a month now, and it's really stressful. It's much more stressful than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if this is something that's going to work for me.
You know what I immediately heard is that it's going to really calm down in about 3 months. Do you feel like they're throwing a whole lot of, like, information and things at you, like, real, real fast? Like,
yes.
It feels like they're just expecting you to learn so, so much, so, so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand that it is very stressful. I mean, your angels and my angels are definitely showing me that it's very intense right now. But I definitely see it leveling out in about 3 months. And I really feel like you owe it to yourself to give it that. In the meantime, I would really encourage you to call in Archangel Metatron. Archangel Metatron is very good at helping us to focus, and he also helps to really clear your chakras so that you could have the greatest amount of clarity. You know, until things calm down at work, it is imperative that you really, really eat healthy, you know, exercise whatever you can and get as much sleep as you possibly can, because otherwise, you know, your physical body is going to get too stressed out. Are you doing anything right now to relieve the stress? Like, do you ever like go walking, or do you work out? Do you have any way that you're releasing all of that stress right now?
I've been walking at lunchtime, in between trying to do errands. So, but my guide has been telling me that I need to walk more.
Definitely.
I saw that too. Yeah, I'm spent when I get home. I'm just emotionally, my head is ready to like pop like a pimple, and I'm just really overwhelmed, and I'm feeling almost as though they think I'm a complete.
No, they don't. It's just a lot to take in at first, and you know they are throwing a lot at you. You know, just between you and I, there probably would be a better, you know, more productive way for them to handle it. But it's how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like 3 months from now, you're going to feel so much more like you have a handle on things, and you're going to feel much more on top of your game. And in the meantime, just call your angels in, do everything you can to eat really, you know, healthy and get plenty of rest. And, you know, I see light at the end of the tunnel for you with this situation.
Okay. Well, I feel better already. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're back. I'm sorry. I sometimes get caught in the screening room, and I can't hear the show. So sometimes callers go by quicker than I think, and they're on the air. So let's go to our next call. Let's bring in Cindy from Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. Fellow
Floridian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, are you in Florida too?
Yes, I'm in Florida. Good
cool.
old sunny Florida. So do you mind me asking when your birthday is?
It is April 28th.
1966. Oh, you have a birthday coming up. How exciting is that?
It's Friday. Oh,
yay,
I wish
are you
I were getting younger
special?
Instead of older. No. My son has announced he's making me a cheesecake for my birthday. He makes gourmet cheesecake, so.
Yeah.
That's
like
gonna
one
be
of
really
my
good.
Favorites. Yeah. Well, Cindy, do you have a question or a concern in your heart tonight that I could call in some angelic support?
Yes. Could you tell me how you see things going as far as me closing on the property that I'm working on and actually being able to get moved and complete that relocation?
So when is your closing date?
Well, it keeps changing because just different pieces of information missing from, you know, it's an older property that had been sitting vacant for a while and trying
yeah.
to get the surveys and the title search and, the, you know, put
yeah.
all the parties together. There were three parties on the seller side. And so this coming week is what tentatively had planned for Tuesday, but it'll probably get extended. So I was just wondering if you saw things going, getting handled this week, or will it get extended again? Or
well, I have to tell you, and I'm not an astrologer, but it's just an honest observation from somebody that's been on the path for so many years. But, Mercury is retrograde right now. And when Mercury is retrograde, it does cause delays. I've been doing readings all week for people that are having exactly what you're talking about that's been happening to you with, well, something's supposed to happen, but then they say, no, it's not going to happen. So this is all the kind of stuff that happens whenever Mercury's retrograde. The good news is that it's only retrograde until May 3rd, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was getting a lot of energy, and I kept hearing May 10th. I know that may seem kind of far away when you're looking at wanting something to happen next week, but I feel like if nothing else, by May 10th, you're going to be, what I'm hearing is by May 10th, you're going to be on solid ground. So that tells me that papers will be signed, things will be closed, and, you know, you'll be moving. So it's close. Yeah,
okay.
it is close.
Because there's a lot, there's a lot I have to do after I close, but I can't start on the
right.
property till I close, like fencing before
exactly.
I can move my horses. Checking the electrical and all kinds of stuff in the house because it's been sitting vacant for 10 years, so I can't check
goodness.
Anything till it's we get power on. And, you know, there's a lot that has to be done before I can actually move.
I know. Moving is huge. It's huge. I just keep hearing there's something about May 10th. I just feels
okay.
like the energy from May 10th on gets much lighter and everything starts
mm-hmm.
moving forward in a much smoother way.
Okay. On that same note, on that move, I got the first offer from the bank on the current location I'm living with a former owner, let it go into foreclosure, and they got it
okay.
back. They made one offer on relocation assistance, like cash for keys thing.
Uh-huh.
But they had some items in the contract that really don't belong in a cash for keys contract, and they wanted to have people coming and going. I think property preservation wanted to come in and be allowed to just come and go and just start getting it ready to rent or sell, or to sell because they don't rent any of their homes. But so I had, I sent them an email and said, look, I had an attorney, I consulted with someone on this, and this paragraph is not acceptable. And they're like, oh, well, we're really not going to do that. And I'm like, well, it's in the contract. You need to modify
right.
the contract to reflect that.
Right.
Because if I'm not here to give them access, you have me in breach of the contract. And then when I move, you still don't pay me.
Right.
So,
wow, you're smart.
So they did not remove it. And they let the time kind of run out. And they're like, oh, are you going to, this is a third party broker, middleman that's, was actually handling in between and
yeah.
said that offer has expired. It was good until the 21st or whatever. So I told them that I found a new place and just trying
okay.
to put everything together and all the funding to move. And so
right.
do you see them coming back when they send that information in to the bank, do you see them coming back with another cash for keys offer with a different date and taking that paragraph out of the contract?
Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's not just for your benefit. It's for their benefit, too. It's always a win-win when you do cash for keys. And I know a lot of people personally that have taken advantage of that program, and it's really, really helped them. So I think that you're going to be able to make that happen. And you know, I encourage you to take advantage of it. You know, and it's not that difficult for them to take that one paragraph out, or they could even, you know, do an amendment where they could write something down or initial it and say, we will
right.
not be, you know, sending people to look. There's easy ways to get around that, but I'm really encouraging you, and I'm even hearing, you know, from my angels to really encourage you to take advantage of that program.
Okay, and because as of yet, they haven't come back with another offer. You know, they just said that expired on the 21st of April, that offer, and they haven't really, but now that I have this property, you know, that I know I have somewhere to move to. And
exactly.
When they actually gave me the first offer, I didn't have anywhere locked down that I knew
right.
I could actually make that move in that time frame they were wanting anyway, on
right.
top of the problems
yeah.
with the contract.
Yeah.
But now that I
yeah.
do, they haven't come back with another offer yet. So I was just wondering if you saw that. Do you see when they'll
yeah,
come back
I keep,
with that
I
offer?
Keep hearing, yeah, I keep hearing it's going to be a win-win. But you just make sure you're proactive this week on getting that finalized.
Okay. Well, right now,
whoever
I sent them the information, that third party,
okay.
but they haven't come forth with another offer yet. They said that one expired.
Well, is there anybody else that you can work with besides the third party that you're working with?
Well, I have tried going directly to, you know, to the person that the account was assigned to, that assigned it to them as a third party,
yeah.
and they were supposed to call me back, and they just don't return calls. They don't come to the phone.
I know.
It's
such a red tape.
They keep putting it off to the third party to handle it.
Yeah, I know. It's such a red tape type of a thing. But I just, I get a good feeling about this for you, that they're going to come back with another one.
Oh, good. I hope
I
they do.
I keep hearing it. There's going to be a win-win. Yeah, I keep hearing it's going to be a win-win.
Very nice. Do you see any
yeah.
major problems with that house when I do finally? Because it was an as-is kind of a deal. It's a.
Well, I don't really see problems, but I see that it's going to, you know, it's you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to do some things. Yeah. I don't necessarily see that as a problem because you know that going in, but yeah, I definitely think you're going to have to do some work, but my angels are saying that you're going to enjoy it because you're going to end up making it what your vision is, your vision of what you want it to look like and how you want it to feel living there.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that
I'm looking forward to doing that again, and I like
yeah.
remodeling stuff. I just didn't know if there were any major issues like electrical things from it just sitting for a long time.
Well,
vacant.
I mean, anybody that's ever been a homeowner knows that, you know, at some point there's always going to be something that, you know, you have to take care of or something you want to do or add. I mean, that's just part of being a homeowner. But I don't feel like it's going to be like anything that you don't know about going in. And of course, you know, down the road there'll be normal wear and tear stuff. But no, I don't feel like
oh,
there's
sure.
going to be any
yeah.
like shocks or anything like that.
Okay. I just didn't know if there's anything major where like would prohibit me from being able to get the power turned on because, you know.
Don't they have to tell
if
you
if mice or anything? Well, not in this situation because it's an as-is, it's an owner finance,
yeah.
it's a, they inherited it, it's been sitting vacant.
I see
they inherited
what you're saying.
It through an estate, and it's been sitting vacant since their grandfather died 10 years ago. So
yeah, you know, I'm
it's
hearing
just kind
it's
of they don't
be,
want to have
yeah,
to fix
I'm,
it.
I just asked your angels and my angels, and they said it's not anything that you're not going to be able to handle. It's not going to,
sure.
I don't feel like it's going to be anything, you know, life-shattering, thank God.
Good, okay. Yeah, I just haven't been able to check the major things because I can't do that till after I close.
That's right, because it's as is. I know. I've heard about those. Oh, well, I wish you the best of luck with it. I know you're going to do a great job decorating it and, like you said, remodeling.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that part, actually. I'm really looking forward to moving from here and starting over. And
well, Archangel Jobiel is the archangel that helps us when we're trying to beautify our homes. A lot of people call her the feng shui and the interior decorator angel. She comes in on a real dark pink ray. So definitely start calling on Archangel Jobiel to help you when you start, you know, remodeling and decorating your new home.
Nice. I will do that.
Okay, great. Well, good luck, and thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Have a
blessed
day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, take care. Much blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael.
You're very welcome. Okay, and before we wrap up again, Christina, again, how do people contact you? What's the best way?
You can always reach me at 407-977-1620. And my email is christinarising@aol.com. And I always put my my psychic development classes and my spiritual retreats and my spiritual mediumship tours. I always have that up on my website. And you can go to my website at yourangelrays.com. And you can always follow me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Angel Rays CFL, or you could just click on the Facebook link on my website. And I would like to let everybody know, just remind everybody if you haven't already seen it on my website, if you do feel ready to take your intuitive gift to the next level, I offer all of my psychic development classes over the phone. I do phone readings and, I do phone classes for people all over the United States. I have some wonderful programs I'm offering right now. I have a 6-week program I offer on increasing your intuition. I have a 6-week program on practicing mediumship, and I also have a 6-week program on, it's called Angels 101, and it's all about working with your angels and archangels. So if you are at all interested, please call or email me. I'd love to send you a lot more information about that.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for the show tonight. I know we're going to see you back next week, so that is awesome. And so have a great week. Christina, great show
you
again.
You too. Thanks, Michael. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Christina Ray here, and everybody redial now as our next guest is coming on. Oceana is going to be here. She's going to be channeled. Almatom channels an enlightened spirit to get your reading. So that amazing opportunity starts in less than a minute. So everybody redial. We'll be taking calls, and this show now will end. Thank you.